Chilling. Janine, what's up with you, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good. Mother, what's happening?
Hey, now, how y'all doing tonight?
We good.
That's good.
Alright. I guess we just gonna... We're not gonna beat him out of the bush since everybody doing good. We gonna just jump right in there. Alright. Off of the topic that we had yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Which, we can say it went either way, pro or con, you know. I seen something that someone had wrote. Shout out to my girl Alexis Hudson for this, because I seen something that she wrote today on Facebook that kind of made me kind of think. She was saying how that, you know, she was, well, I want to make sure I quote it accurately. You know, she was saying that, you know, that black men have been targeted for a long time, whether it's spiritually, financially, lives and freedom systematically been stolen. Meanwhile, there's always a strong black woman holding us down. Well, holding the black man down. I agree with that. Now, she said when they start coming for the black woman, will we hold y'all down? Now, brother, with that being said, let me ask. Well, hold on before I even get into it. The life was good.
Good evening.
Miss
well,
Kim.
Good morning. That makes me smile. Good morning.
Okay. Before we get into it again, I'm gonna say it again so that way everybody who didn't hear it has a chance to hear it. Y'all with me?
Yeah, we with you.
I'm with you.
Okay. So now it was said that the black man has been targeted for a long time, whether spiritually, financially. Lives and freedoms have systematically been stolen, and meanwhile somewhere it's a black woman that's holding that black man down. Okay, I do believe that. I truly do believe that in a lot of cases, it's a strong black woman holding the black man down when he's going through his trials and tribulations. Now, the thing about it is that I do believe at some point in time, they're coming for the black woman. They're coming for the black woman because y'all are strength. Now, do you all believe that the black man will hold you down the way that y'all hold him down? Now, I'm gonna start this with butter. I'm gonna start this with you. Do you feel that the black? I mean, we're not just talking about one particular person now. We're talking about.
I know this.
Okay, I'm just saying. Some people don't. I'm not just saying it to you. I'm saying it to everybody. We mean as a race.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the black man?
Well. Just when you were saying it, I was thinking about that song where that guy made Chivalry Is Dead. I think that if allowed the opportunity, they would.
Allowed the opportunity, okay.
Allowed the opportunity, yeah. Whether
okay.
it be whatever situation. Huh?
I said, no, I was telling you to go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Whatever situation might be keeping them from doing whatever it is they need to do as a man. If they're capable of getting through all the bullshit and being that man and they do that, then I believe that they would. And if you get the right one, you ain't got to worry about it.
Okay. All right, cool. I can go with that answer. All right, Delightful, what do you think?
I don't think right now. I'm pondering that right now.
Okay. Ms. Pimp.
Well, seeing how you asked, I think what she said... I'm saying I agree with Butter, but also at the same time, as an overall black man, no, I don't think so. I don't think that overall, I mean, you might have that special one that would give you the world if, you know, all things was in place, but just as a race, I don't. What you said first was strong black women hold black men down. I agree with you. You know, when that time comes, we're riders, we're soldiers for ours. But if the role was reversed, I don't think so. I don't think that urgency would be there. Like that. I mean, there's a lot, but
really?
Not enough to say, yeah. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel that way.
So you feel that the black
that
man would just leave?
We as women we enable. Our men. and I think that's part of it too. And also, I also think. That we don't think outside the box. We're just worried about the right here, right now, and what's in this household or what's in my circle right here. Nothing concerning anybody else or, you know, it's me and you against the world. I think that's the thought process of today's women, a lot of today's women.
Okay. Okay. All right, Jadine.
He's speechless.
No, it's not the fact that I'm speechless. It's just the fact that I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't even know what you meant. Because it was like you went one way, then you went the other way. It was just like I really didn't know what that meant. I don't know if that's a yay or nay.
Well, it's kind of both. So I get that you didn't get it. You know what I mean? I agree to the extent that if proper things were in place, yeah, you know, you have that special one, but you're saying as a race, as a whole, no, I don't think so. I don't.
Your answer is no. All right, cool. All right, Janine, can you talk?
Yes. Yeah, I can talk.
Okay, what do you think?
You know what? You know, I'm really going to have to say that I think that they would. I really think that they would. I think, you know, at this point, you know, we are the strong, you know, figures and things like that that's having their back. But I think if we gave them the opportunity, I don't think they would let us down. I'm not going to say that they wouldn't. I would really hope not. That's what I guess I would say. That I would hope that they would.
So,
okay.
I was going to say that then the question leads with so many women enabling men, which a lot of us do. They don't have that responsibility that most men should have. If given the opportunity, would they even know where to start?
Because they,
like,
I feel like their ego gets in the way, and then selfishness gets in the way, and then they'll go find somebody who already, instead of working on the problem at hand.
So let me get this right. The life of Miss Pimp, but y'all pretty much is saying that the black man would not be there for y'all.
I'm saying if given the opportunity and you pick the right one from the get-go, then yes, he would be there. I mean, because, you know, people pick the wrong man, and all for the wrong reasons. And when they get on their feet, they go on about their business. And then that woman is going through a nervous breakdown because he didn't.
Church.
He didn't do
he
what he was
what?
Supposed to do. He didn't stick around. He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
He didn't stick around. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. Okay.
So I'm going to say that if you're looking at it as far as a race and as a whole, I'm going to say that I'm like a 70-30. I think 30% would be down, and I think the other 70% is enabled and would know how to even go about it.
Damn, y'all really
and
hard
with
on
their
the
pride and no, I'm just saying with your pride and your ego, men tend to not ask for help and want to fix things on their own, as where a strong black woman uses resources. You start talking, you start networking, you start piecing shit together. I don't think men really, most men, 70% of them, I don't think most of them have that because we as women enable them. I've done it. I've seen other women do it. I see them. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say it's 70-30 until we quit enabling and doing everything and thinking that we're scared that the black man is going to leave us, so we feel like we have to take on everything so we don't fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's always going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man. Okay. So, I mean, nah. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm gonna put myself in this 30%. And I sit here and I'm listening like, okay, yeah, we have a fair amount of brothers that's feeling like, okay, it's whatever. But I gotta beg to differ with that 30%. I gotta beg to differ because You have men out here that's doing what the fuck they got to do, but it's just a simple fact that, hell, now, the ratio 70-30, I do believe it's 70-30 of that, okay, a motherfucker can't tell me what to do. Motherfucker, I'm going to be the man. Everybody in every relationship, most, and this is just my opinion, most women try to be the man when they don't even need to be.
I'll take that and agree with that.
I mean, so it's like you trying to be the man in a relationship that you don't even need to be the man about. And it's like, okay, oh, he ain't this, he ain't that. How do you know? You never gave him a chance to be. But then when he leaves, because he's feeling like, okay, I'm not being treated like a man, now he ain't shit. Now he's a loser. He's a runner. He can't stand up to his commitment. I mean, at what point in time do anybody ever believe that, okay, like, okay, yesterday we did a lot of joking and jiving about the physical, you know, because at the end of the day, no, should no man put his hands on a woman and all that. But at the same time, what makes you think that a man's supposed to sit there and listen to your verbal onslaught all day, every day, constantly? And the first thing that you say, the first thing that I hear women say, I didn't put my hands on you. But then, ain't a verbal abuse just as bad? But
that's
then,
the worst.
After you verbal, that's just like a man asking you, after he done slapped the shit out you, hey, go fix me something, or hey, come on to bed with me, give me some pussy. You looking like, okay, motherfucker, you just physically abused me. So you verbally and mentally abuse me, and then you expect me to be this motherfucker for you? Then first thing you say, well, if he leave, he ain't shit. A real man ain't gonna leave because I said a couple of things. Why not? But if he stay around and put his hands on you, he ain't shit. But if he leave you, he a punk.
That's when you're dealing with people that are wounded. Everybody has trust issues, and that's when the other person, whether it be the man or the woman, has to decide whether they willing to deal with that, or even if they even see that, because you might be with some woman and not know that she's wounded or has been through something and just think she bitter and miss your life.
Shouldn't you be woman enough to say, well, this is my problem? Shouldn't you be woman enough to say, saying in general, shouldn't a woman be woman enough to say, he's not the one that did this to me, so I need to leave my old baggage back in that relationship?
Some people haven't dealt with their baggage yet. Some people haven't. But
well, then that's,
when they
I
see
mean,
somebody.
Well, who fault is that? Who fault is that if you
most,
ain't dealt with your baggage?
When you look
mine?
At it, most women deal with the man. They see that that man is hurt in some type of way. They adjust to that just to make that person know that they're loved and they can be trusted and all of that. They adjust their personality to that to make that person
and
feel
so
like.
So what you're telling me is that only women do that?
Let me sip my drink.
We don't need no pause, and let's go.
I mean, basically,
I feel like if you feel like every man like that, you dealt with some fucked up men.
No, you didn't. I don't think you might not have understood what I was saying.
What were you saying?
I think I did. I mean, if you sitting here saying that okay, only men come with this type of baggage, then come on now.
No, I said women have baggage. A woman might have baggage. Both men and women have baggage, but a woman can see a man with his baggage and adjust her personality to make him feel comfortable enough with her to where he can trust her and communicate with her and all of that. A woman who is wounded may have walls that are harder to come down than that man.
So it's up to him
whether he wants to stick around and be patient and find out. Some women are not healed yet.
Can y'all hear me? Let me ask you. Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right.
But now, if you know that you are that wounded, then, shouldn't you make steps in yourself to try to better yourself?
Well,
first of all,
I think all women should do that. I'm not saying that I'm wounded, but I'm saying.
We're not talking about you specifically. We just said in general.
In general, every woman who is wounded needs to make sure that they take care of that at some point in time. But at some point in time might not be the time that they're in a relationship.
I'm gonna say I have to disagree from a male friend to a relationship. I think the men that I interact with myself personally, I think they do adapt to my emotional baggage.
Wait a minute, hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's up? Who this?
This Dave.
Yeah.
I was with you last night, Jeff. Yeah.
And
what's up,
back.
Big dog?
What's happening with you, my man?
Man, just trying to understand the situation.
Uplift me, brother. Uplift me.
It's okay now. Here's where we started at. I don't know how we got to, but here's where we started at. Now, what was said was that the black man, I want to make sure I get this right so I won't say it wrong. Like I said, once again, shout out to Alexis Hudson for giving us this topic. Say right. The black man has been targeted for a long time. Spiritually, financially, lives and freedom systematically stolen. In the meanwhile, somewhere there's a strong black woman holding us down. Now, the question is, once they get tired of wiping y'all out and they come for the black woman, will the black man be down to protect her or have her back? Learn what you think.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, I thought so.
You know, coming from a single parent home, you know, where mama was daddy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to understand where they say the things that they say about the black woman holding us down. I get that. But everything's a lesson. We come to our own grips and, well, basically, the streets have taught us how to be men. And mama really just made us know that we didn't want to leave no woman like somebody left our mother. You know? So we didn't want to put the black woman through it. True enough, they stand their ground. They got your back. But they have to. I don't think they would have your back if they didn't feel as if you had theirs. You know what I mean? Women have been different, brother. They're not going to hold no torch for you if they don't know that you're going to keep it lit. Real talk. I don't think they do anything that's not going to benefit them as women.
Wow.
Huh?
That was some harsh shit.
Wasn't it? I had to stand up.
Can't be no more harsh than what y'all been saying. I don't think it was harsh at all. The life of you on the game, you only gave 30% of a man. 30% of the man credit for doing anything.
Okay, I did say that. However, I said that out of those 70%, us women enabled them. So I took the blame for those 70%.
Well, in the beginning, he said black men have been targeted. It's true. They took the black male out the house by giving you guys welfare. Housing. So we couldn't even be on a lease. We had no reason to come home but to make more babies to fatten up the chick. We didn't have no reason to come in there and say, hey, because you can turn around and say, once you're tired of riding that pole, it's another pole next door you can ride. You know what I mean? We've been alienated from the before. And it wasn't the black woman.
You brought up a good point, man, because I don't think nobody ever heard me say that we've been targeted and that we look how many things been stripped from us. And you bring up a good point. You bring up a good point about the not being in a home.
We there.
You bring up a damn good point about that.
Anytime you want to say get out, you say get out. So we walking on eggshells from day one.
Now, I give you a scenario out of my own personal life. I was told once, now, you know, anybody that go to court for child support, you know, they tell you you got to pay child support and you got to keep insurance on your kids, right?
This is true.
Right. I was told by one of my daughter's mothers, take her off. Take her off your insurance. Why? Because by you having her on. Because now this is what was said. This is what the judge said.
Whatever.
You know, you got to pay that insurance. Now, any over accesses, the mother has to pay.
Wow.
Like, let's just say if the bill was. Let's just say the bill was $565. And let's just say my insurance covered $465 of the bill. You know, just hypothetically speaking. Now, it's a balance of $100. Now, the judge said she would have to pay that $100 because I'm paying the insurance and therefore I'm paying the bulk of the bill.
You're doing your part.
Right. So a situation like that did arrive. A situation like that arrived, and they said she had to pay the rest of the bill. Well, if she get on Medicaid, she ain't got to pay none of the bill.
It's true.
So I was told, take her off your insurance.
Let the government take your money.
Yeah.
Take your responsibility.
Needless to say, I didn't do it. Fuck you. I'm not doing that. So I can get in trouble. But that's just the type of shit that motherfuckers have to go through. But see, nobody ever makes mention to anything of that nature. Or that, you know, I didn't hear not one person, and I don't mean y'all. I don't mean nobody just on here today. But I didn't hear not one person say, man, that was fucked up. I didn't hear not one person ever say that was fucked up. You know what I heard a lot of women say? Well, I mean, why come your insurance can't pay the whole bill?
Wow.
Really?
Good question.
You know what, man? That brings up something that I want to ask.
Go ahead, bro.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You is bogus for that one.
I don't know. I'm just saying, man. Hey, everybody looked at me like I was a motherfucking bad guy because I didn't pay that extra $100.
I don't think you should have. Because
me
first of all, you put in child support. Man, I paid child support and was living with my kids.
Damn.
And look, I didn't find out the money was coming back to the house till like 10 years in. I was off work and called the mayor and he said, Illinois Department of Child Support. I was like, wow. And it was miraculously everything they took from my tax return.
Oh,
she
wow.
was getting it? Did she even let you know she was getting it?
Yeah, she was getting it. Pimping 101.
So she never even said nothing. So she just kept the money.
I kept saying, why are you letting these people take this money from my house? What's going on? Yeah, she was pocketing that shit, blood. And I was wondering, I'm thinking, we get new furniture and shit around the first of the year. You know, oh, yeah, that's nice. Got a deal? Hell no, we got your child support money. And your money.
Wow.
Wait a minute, you was living there and she was getting child support in the house and wasn't telling you?
Wasn't telling me. I didn't think to look at the mail. Bill, bill, bill. I cut the check. Here, do what you do.
Oh, hell no.
Now, I told her and all the brothers that paid child support, check the mail.
And okay, all right. Hold on. Let me interject real quick, though. In all honesty, it really was protecting him because if, when in doubt, they weren't together and they went to court, anything that he paid for the child could have been considered a gift, and everything prior to that would have been back child support. I've done it. So, yeah, it's really in. It's still going back into the house, so what difference does it make?
We understand.
No,
we
it's not going back
that part.
But you ain't
going
to
no.
She didn't
even tell him she was getting the money. So how did that benefit him?
Okay. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. How's that back in
well,
the
okay.
house?
Okay, that part was wrong.
I don't know. You getting all this motherfucking money every month, and it's my child support.
Right.
I mean, even though it's our baby together, but you know the check coming to the house, but you ain't telling me.
Exactly.
Bullshit.
Hey, listen, bro. I ain't even want to try to go to Illinois and ask him. Hey, man, listen, I live here. Don't you dummy see y'all taking the money from the same house, y'all? You know.
If they taking it from the child support from you, then that means they're looking at the house. They're looking at the address.
Right. They know
the
my address.
Back to the same house.
Exactly. They say, well,
call
shit,
bullshit.
She had to go down there and tell
them. Did she ever tell them?
Hell no, I told them. Hey, I paid child support to my last child. I was 18 years old, bro.
It's washed
up. Right under the pool.
I mean,
you got it.
So,
that's
can I ask a question? When that new furniture was coming in and the cupboards were full and new size, I mean, was she back?
Was she
being frivolous with the money? Was she like going and getting the hair done every weekend? And
yeah, she ain't want for shit. She had a car every other year, brand new.
That he was paying for, not out the child.
Hey, you know, I can't vouch for anybody else's stupidity. That was my own stupidity for not looking at shit for what it was. You know what I mean? But now I'm in the right place.
Everybody just fell victim to it.
Yeah. I can't be mad about it. I laugh about it. When a woman is trying to get me, I'm like 3D all up in her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what she's doing. Shit. Because they have the power. Check this out. You get a woman, she on Section 8. You can't be on that lease. You know what I mean?
She okay.
Right.
Fuck
yeah,
Section 8.
Right, I was totally against that shit, but hey, I lived there, so these are the things that I had to. If both of us is working, Section 8 ain't gonna pay no rent for a motherfucker that's working. They'll pay everything. They'll pay a dollar a month for you. So I figured, fuck them. She said, "Hey, I'm thinking about what if we lose our job? You intending on losing your job? You want to quit work?"
Exactly.
Before they turn 18? Nah, it's some bullshit in the game. So she finally got chopped by Section 8. It all fell apart, bro.
So she got what she deserved. She got what she deserved.
I ain't saying that one, too.
Karma is a bitch.
I actually laughed, brother. But you know, when you got kids involved in that shit, you got to take care of yours. Only thing I look back at is shit, I took care of mine. And now I'm done.
I still would have been pissed, though.
Nah. Piss don't get you no money. You sit there with rocks in your jaws all goddamn day and be broke.
I'd be broke and pissed.
Fuck me,
bro. Pissed off broke motherfucker.
I just grabbed it. Hey, that was, like I said, that was pimping 101. Women are the most They have the most game. Every man out here can learn something from a woman.
True.
I'm intrigued by them. They so goddamn witty.
Well, now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing that I've always heard. Women mature quicker than men.
They do.
Right, but now here's my thing about that. At what point do y'all think we not going to catch up with y'all?
Right. There you go. That's the fucked up part. We've matured,
see, it's like,
and now we're going to go with that. We ain't falling for the oldie, though.
Right. I mean, at some point, I'm going to mature. You're not going to keep out. At some point, I'm like, okay, this motherfucker keep beating me. Now, this motherfucker might beat me, but I'd be damned if I let the next motherfucker beat me doing the same goddamn shit this motherfucker did.
You
got to be crazy.
It's so fucked
like
up, you don't know how to appreciate a good woman when you get one. You all up on her with a microscope.
Right. I can agree with that. I can agree with that because, like
she's
I said.
She's suspect from the day you say, come on, girl.
I mean, I was in a situation where, I mean, shit, you know, I had kids, you know, I felt like, okay, we were young, I had kids, I had to do whatever I had to do, you know, I pay the bills, you know, you working, you get your little money, but
right.
I would be like, hey, you got $20? That motherfucker be like, no. I'm like, well, damn, when you get paid? I'm gonna tell me I got paid last week. I got paid last week. What the fuck did you buy?
Right. Cereal, bitch?
Damn. So why did I give you my money if you just got paid? Man, so now, yeah. Now, no, you cannot do that to me again. That would never happen to me again.
Exactly. That's the lesson you pay for with the first one. Knowledge.
Exactly.
Knowing is everything, brother. But at some point, this is some shit, a learned behavior. We're told as men, you know, you got to treat your woman and everything. You got to take care of your woman. And most of the time, it's a single mama that's telling you, you know, you need to take care of your woman because your daddy ain't shit. You know what I mean? So you don't want to be like that dude that ain't shit.
Exactly.
You wanna be,
but then,
you
want to
be
better, man. But then, you, how do you? You know what? Hold on, Dane.
Huh?
Like, hold on now. Let me ask the ladies. How do we be better? How do we be better, but yet still not be taken advantage of? And I want to ask the lady. Any lady that want to answer this question, please.
Oh, wow.
I'm saying,
wow.
What is the question
wow.
again? How do you do better with what?
Wow.
I'm saying, Kat, say that again.
I said, how do we better ourselves but not be made to be a fool? That's bottom line.
Communication.
Trust and communication, that's it.
Trust and communication. Why? Okay, I trusted the last motherfucker and she burnt me.
Well, that's
I
what you communicate
you
to that person
the next
you with.
Person. You can't charge the next person for what somebody else did.
So
yeah,
I'm supposed to. Let me ask. So I'm supposed to go in with the same attitude, right? That I went in with the last relationship.
No, you can tell that person.
It's a different person. Different person.
I'm
holding set up.
I'm asking.
Thing.
First, ain't nobody want to say shit.
You tell that person that this is what you dealt with, and this is an issue for you. That's communicating your problem. That person decides whether or not they're going to accept that issue or, you know, or not. That's what communication and trust comes from, being able to trust that you're going to communicate whatever issue you have, and we good.
Oh, okay. Do y'all do it?
Yeah.
Why did I even ask that question?
I have no idea.
I forgot this is the perfect panel. This motherfucking panel is perfect. Damn, I forgot this is the perfect panel. Nobody on this panel does anything wrong.
I hate have made mistakes. I have made mistakes, and I still make mistakes. But I know one thing from those mistakes, communication is the key. So.
You and this communication.
All right, so.
It's the truth.
Communication is the key. That's all it is.
Okay,
no,
so how can I communicate when you don't
want
to hear what the fuck I got to say?
You know, like they said, respect is definitely right along with that whole communication thing. You know, you have
respect.
You know, good, bad, or indifferent,
respect.
However that person is, you know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Knowing is everything. If you know that that's how they are, you have to respect for that person for who they are. You know what I mean? Not trying to change them.
Wait a minute.
Really?
Did she just say respect? Did she say respect?
I went around on you.
Ain't these the same motherfuckers that yesterday was like, shit, fuck it. Let that nigga fuck it. Fuck him. Man, the fuck? I mean,
but
okay,
you
tend really
to forget the lack of respect that you had. You know what I mean? When y'all was out there on creep mode, that was cool.
You know what?
I just want to know why you bring that up.
You know
the
funny part about y'all is that y'all always managed to try to bring up something that nobody. Why is the first thing to come out y'all mouth is talking about cheating? Every time. That's the only thing y'all. Well, when you were cheating, what about the motherfucker that didn't cheat and he still and the girl still dogged him?
Where he
like
at?
Me. I'm right here, goddammit.
Me too.
Man.
Come on now.
Where he at, though? I'll be serious with everybody.
I've met some. Let me not act like that.
Hey, I don't cheat. Everybody
yeah,
that know me know I don't cheat. Hey, dog, do I cheat? When have you ever known me to cheat, bro? Be honest. We've been knowing each other over 30 years. When have you ever known me to cheat? And we tell each other everything. So, see,
well,
he does exist.
I didn't cheat. I didn't cheat and learn my lesson from it.
I'm just saying. All women think all men cheat. That shit's not true. It's just not true.
What do you think about the woman that doesn't need a man financially now? I mean, really? Like the roles have been switched. Financially, these women are making good money. You know? You got to think about how much, you know, it was a need, how much BS they didn't accept it off a garbage ass cat. And then you find somebody like you or myself, brother. And they look at us like shit. It's all a game. Now it's payback for some shit that somebody else did to them. While y'all sitting there thinking about how a man is going to treat a woman different because some woman treated it wrong, it's a universal circle.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
You dog me because that motherfucker before me dogged you. So now you like, fuck all men. I'm dogging every motherfucker I can. That shit's
right.
Wrong.
But
it
both
is,
do
it
that.
Is
not just
childish.
Women. Men do that too.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody does, but you have to, you know, get to know the person that you with. That's if you're willing to do that.
What you mean, get to know
them? I mean, once you get to know the person that you with, you know, I would hope that you respect them enough to at least try not to treat them like that previous person or something like that, as long as they're not showing you that they're doing the same stuff.
Similarity. When things are too similar.
Well, I'm guilty of that. I am definitely guilty of that, and I will admit that.
Yeah.
I mean, my ex-wife fucked me up. So when I went into my new relationship, I had all kind of walls up. I wasn't trusting shit.
Nothing.
And my thing is, that's normal. I feel like that's normal. But what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying is, once you get to a point where you meet that person and you know, you trying to, you know, make it work, you know, sometimes you're going to have to come to a point where you're going to have to let your walls down. You're just going to have to, or that relationship not going to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I can agree with that.
I mean, that,
you got
that
somebody
also,
over there co-signing.
How come I always, every time the ladies talk, motherfuckers always co-signing, but when the men say shit, don't nobody say nothing. Sound like we at church when the women talking.
Soon as we finish the statement. Never fail. I'm telling you,
does get a little quiet on the set.
I'm telling you, man, these are the most Wonder Woman, Marge Simpson-ass women I never met in my life.
Hey, I heard them yesterday. I don't even know who we're talking to today, bro.
Damn, is there something wrong with being Wonder Woman?
I don't know. That's just...
Did they hide all the phone booths? Can't nobody check?
Okay. You know what?
I'm far from one, but I mean...
She said there's something wrong with being Wonder Woman. Let's just know Wonder Woman fucks Superman and Batman.
That's fucked up.
Hey, she cool, right? She cool as your bad bitch, huh?
Just like I thought.
I'm just saying. Apparently, one of them wasn't getting the job done. Shit. Hey,
That's what killed me. A woman can fuck out of both pants leg, and she's just all types of trifling asshole and shit. But a man,
it's okay for a man to cheat. I have never understood that logic, but I mean,
hey, I ain't either. I still.
Okay. I think if a woman gets cheated on, she should let him go. Let him go, because she's been thinking about that. She's going to wait 2 years, 3 years down the line and fuck over him.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
I don't know how they keep always thinking that this just be so fucking one-sided that these women never do shit. Like, these women never cheat. These women never. Every woman is a scorned woman. There's a lot of women out here that just straight out hoes.
And I'm not saying that. I actually, in all honesty, right hand, I'm trying to tell you, I believe women are worse than men.
You a hoe. I'm just
but
saying.
At one point in my life, I might have been considered one.
Women try to protect. Well, she said, no. She was a hoe. This girl was just a hoe. I mean, every motherfucking woman wasn't no scorned-ass woman. A lot of women was just hoes.
Like my ex-wife, she was just a hoe.
She needed a variety.
Damn.
She needed the value pack.
Oh, my God.
Because she needs a variety pack, that makes her a hoe?
Yes.
Now, the fact that she was married and the fact that she was what?
Mother
hoe.
Every woman ain't a victim. It's like every dog can try to make all these women a victim. Well, this happened, and he did this, and he stepped out. Okay, now, I can honestly say I do know that this man didn't step out on his wife. He didn't step out on his wife. But... she stepped out on him. So.
Twice. Two different motherfuckers at the same time. She's cheating on me, the side dude and the other side dude.
That's whole activity.
Yes. That's her
whole.
You're breaking up, but I'm not even sure.
Right. I mean, I want to hear what she got to say. What are you saying?
She's breaking up.
I know
she's breaking
up,
apparently.
You're not breaking up now. What were you saying?
All I said was I don't think there should be a title or a stigma on a woman nor a man that likes to sleep around. I don't think either one of them should be called a hoe. Now, if you want to be in a relationship and you want to do those hoeish activities, then fine, call them a hoe. But just a grown-ass person that just likes to sleep around, they're grown. Do what the fuck they want to do.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
no! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Oh, shit. That's what's wrong with the world. Name calling and bullying and not serious. What's wrong with it?
You are actually defending this hoe?
So I am not defending her. I said in general. I said in general. I'm not defending the hoe.
How did you flip the in general when we was asking a direct question? That woman,
because I made a first off, I didn't comment on.
I just heard you say. Hold on. I just heard you say. If she was single. She was not single. She wasn't single.
Yeah, we were fucking
that.
Married.
I said the fact that she was married made her do hoish activities. But had she not been married and just wanted to fuck a variety pack, there should not be a fucking label on it for men nor women is what I said. So I just added some extra shit to what my comment was.
You did. No, shut up.
No, I put you with Jess Parks that day. Yeah, Parks pussy, man. She's not a hoe.
Nah, I didn't.
Parks. Not you.
You know what?
I didn't say that. I'm talking about you.
No,
she's
I'm not saying that. I'm just, okay. She's a hoe. I give you that. In that situation, she was a hoe. She was doing hoe-ish activity. She had no business being married.
Uh-oh.
I agree.
Sheesh. I always got to defend something around here.
But you were.
Hey,
it did sound like you was kind of defending her. That don't make her a hoe because she fucking me, the side dude, and the other side dude. That she ain't a hoe.
You know, you just heard what you heard what you wanted to hear. Because if I had just said that you men shouldn't be hoes because y'all like to stick y'all dick in every stripper, Tommy, Dick, and Harry, then it wouldn't have been an issue. Stripper. But the fact that
fuck you, man, you possum face motherfucker.
You know what? I'm done for tonight. Yeah, that's the last motherfucking cartoon you gonna play on me tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Baby, don't go.
No, my feelings is hurt. I'm in my feelings right now.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, I promise.
I ain't worried about it. They temporary.
You know, they get petty when their feelings get hurt, too, so don't worry about it.
You really need to quit. You really don't go there. You know, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna just leave it at that. You know the most amazing part of this show. We've been on this show for how many years? We've been on, dog?
About 6, going on 7.
About almost 6 years now, and we got a. Quite a group. We didn't have some come and go. But the real ones stayed. Butter, Janine, y'all stayed through the thick of it. Even when it was mediocre, when the show was mediocre at best, y'all stayed on. I commend that. But it just amazes me how everybody. I mean, we didn't talk about in 6 years. We didn't talk about everything under the sun. Damn near. Now it amazes me how motherfuckers just been changed. It just amazes me. It totally amazes me how
everybody grows up.
I know, but I'm gonna tell you one thing, motherfucker, don't forget neither.
That's true.
I mean, it's just amazing, dog. I'm done. I dropped the bike. I'm done. dropping the mic. Because this done went from motherfucking Sin City to the motherfucking, what's that bald head son of a bitch name? These perfect motherfuckers on here now is killing me. I can't take it no more, man. I've been trying to hold it in. I can't take it no more. I can't take this perfect shit no more. I can't take all these perfect motherfuckers on here no more, man.
Hey,
now
girl, nobody said they was perfect, though.
I can't
ain't nobody said they was perfect.
Hey, bro. We can't let it turn into Steve Harvey. That's the snitch, man.
Man, dude.
Are we really going there? Are we really
if you
going
was on
there?
The show 3-4 years ago, man, you would be like, what is this? What the fuck done happened? What happened to you? You're a beautiful motherfucker. Nah, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
They took his ass in the first 48 room, gave him soda and a cigarette.
That was a good one.
Who did Steve Harvey say?
I just can't get over this.
We have no secrets because of Steve Harvey. Did you hear how quiet they got when you said, oh, wow.
That nigga, and this is another thing. How in the fuck you gonna listen to a motherfucker been divorced, what, 3 times?
I mean,
he giving out relationship advice.
Right, this some bitch.
What y'all fail to realize, when somebody done went through something, they have the best advice.
Yeah, okay.
When they experience.
How you gonna give me advice? How you gonna give me advice and you've been divorced 3 times? You can't even make your shit work. How you going to tell me how to make my shit work?
Shit, I listen to Bill Cosby before I listen to Steve Harvey.
Right.
What's that?
Shit, Bill knows how to sit out here and then get away with it.
I mean, for a man who has been married 3 times and divorced 3 times, at some point, goddamn it, you got to be able to get it right. So he done fucked up 3 times. So, I mean,
you
hell, maybe by now he got it right.
Maybe.
I seen something today.
I seen something today, man, that said Mary J. Blige is damn near 50 years old, and she keep writing these songs about these low-down, dirty-ass niggas. Every year. Maybe it's just you, Mary.
Right.
She's happily
married.
You've
been running through the same shit all this time. Maybe it's you.
No, you know what I think on that? I think KC did a number on her motherfucking head that she just can't get over.
He fucked her shit up. Because she had an interview. That shit don't make it right. Hold on. First of all, I'm a motherfucking fan. And I ain't finna let y'all talk bad about KC.
I ain't saying nothing bad about it. I'm just saying he fucked her up.
Have you ever seen her behind the story? That bitch was crazy already. That bitch was thugged out. She was fucked up in her head already. She wasn't happy with herself when she was a kid. So
but
we wanna blame something on the motherfucker.
You didn't tell KC to get his shit together if he gonna try to do a comeback.
Yeah, now that is that too. No, hold on. Maybe not so much KC. JoJo, JoJo the one that's really fucked up. KC can still hold a note. JoJo, he just gone.
Shit, KC sound like Bobby Womack.
Well, that ain't a bad thing.
Now, hold on, dog.
One time when I see him, he sound like Dave Chappelle. That motherfucker sounded just like Dave Chappelle. I was like, God damn, KC, get it together, baby.
Get that motherfucker a drink. Stop playing.
That's a goddamn problem, shit.
We played $40 for these tickets, shit.
No, man, but shit, I'm serious. Okay, how long her and KC been broke up? And she's still blaming him. Well, you know what? I was with Casey. Bitch, them drugs been out your system. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to tell you what she's doing. She ain't followed the whole 12 steps. She's so close to going to buy her some dope. You have to write a poem about
it. She's singing for the young ladies out here, you know.
She's singing for the mentally impaired. She's singing for the young ladies. She's singing for the mentally impaired bitches.
She's happily married.
No, she's getting divorced. What are you talking about? That's why she's coming out with another motherfucking sad album. Because she's getting divorced. And that motherfucker wants some of that
like
bread.
This. Check it out, fam. He gonna be like, he took the garbage out, he paid the bill. And I still don't like that motherfucker because he ain't smacked the shit out of me and shot me up.
Goddamn right. She gave that motherfucker all the. Now this is a real man. He knows how to treat me. He know. Now she's talking about he ain't shit neither. That there's something wrong with that bitch.
Hey.
Why she gotta be all that though?
She,
I ain't gonna lie. I
ain't gonna lie. I'm sure he'll give you a good ass answer.
She still got a good song.
That's
she can still
wrong.
Sing.
That is so wrong.
At the end of the day, ain't too many motherfuckers gonna hold a note.
You said what, dog?
She's
singing
some
shit. I'm just glad he stopped fucking Erykah Badu. She's nuts.
Yeah,
she,
they all
she built like a, she built like a fucking brick house.
Oh yeah, I would fuck her, but I'm saying I wouldn't try to, you know, appease her by wearing the shit that she want me to wear. That ain't gonna happen. That motherfucker was wearing a whole goat.
You talking about Andre?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she did kind of fuck Andre up.
He was fucked up, y'all.
Did y'all see Megan Good? Did you see what Megan Good said, man? Megan Good
about
came out and said all black women should date outside their race.
Wow.
Straight up. She said that. All black women should date outside their race. She bet you said black men ain't shit.
Oh, hell.
How you know she's not saying that's an eye opener to make you value the black man?
That ain't what she said. She said black women should date outside their race. That's what she said.
How do we not know she's not saying that to value? She's saying go ahead and see what you're missing. No, that's not what the fuck she's saying.
That's not what they're saying.
Did she reiterate?
Said all black women should date white men. Why you don't read into it? Just read exactly what it say. That's the problem.
Right.
We read into shit.
But obviously you read into it because if she didn't say they should all date outside
she,
their race for X,
said.
Y, and Z. Oh, okay.
Man, we have a need for things to make sense. If it didn't make sense what she said, it didn't make sense to us that she's saying, oh, date a white man so you can figure out that the black man is the best thing for you to have. No, that's not what she said.
That's not what
she said.
And she didn't say just white men. She said outside their race.
Outside
she
the
said
race.
Outside the black race. She said date anything but a black man is basically what she said.
She's married to a black man. I'm not understanding that. I'm just not understanding that.
Well, I don't know who she married to,
but
that's
what
she said.
What they're doing is taking her words and fitting them to what they want.
That's what I thought. But, you know, I mean, they
she
writing
didn't come
me
out
wrong,
and say
so
they
I'm going to let them have
my
it.
Words around. She let the shit ride. She
all
didn't come out and say, oh, that's not what I said.
Did somebody else make the statement that that's what they felt like or out in public, like on social media? For her to
what
defend herself in that way?
She didn't defend what she said. She said it and she stuck by it. She didn't defend it.
And
She said all black women.
And where did she say this at?
Because
I need to go back and watch this. And where was this at?
And so what's wrong with that? I don't understand what's wrong with somebody saying we should date outside our race.
What's wrong with that?
I mean,
you don't see nothing wrong with that
statement?
For putting a white chick on his elbow? Are you kidding me?
There's nothing wrong with that statement. If I decide to date outside my race, I don't mean that's the person I'm going to be with. That's just like you trying to see who you most compatible with.
Right.
All because I'm black don't mean I'm most compatible with a black person. That don't always mean that.
Exactly.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Limit yourself, you handicap yourself.
I'm handicapped because I won't date other than a black woman. I won't date other than a black woman.
That's a preference.
Tama, listen. She's half white. She's getting offended. She's half white.
I am not half white. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
What?
Whatever. I'm just saying, ain't nothing wrong with it. If you feel
it's
like that's somebody you're compatible with, if you're compatible with that person, it don't matter what color they are. I don't care. And it shouldn't matter. We all human beings, so it don't matter to me.
If you
limit
yourself,
it must go on.
I said this on the show plenty of times. If my daughter walked in with a white guy, it's a problem. I am not racist.
You are racist, Father Time.
Just because I feel black folks should date black folks.
That sounds like a woman who had a white boyfriend.
Hey, I'm going to say it again. If you limit yourself, you handicap yourself. Plain
exactly.
I'm going
to say it again. When Mama said, don't bring that white girl in my house.
Now, Daddy say that, don't bring that white boy in my house, because it ain't going to happen.
Mama say don't bring that white
boy
in my house.
So you would sacrifice your daughter's happiness with a white man for her to have her heart broken repeatedly, possibly by the black man.
My daughter can be happy with a brother. She can find a motherfucker just like me.
You are one of a kind. See, there ain't no finding you no more.
That may be true, but goddamn it, she ain't bringing her white babies home to me.
I don't know why we're so divided, Lord Jesus.
I got three daughters, and I'm not really gonna, tell them who they can and cannot have. I'm not gonna do that, you know. Because, like this person spoke on earlier, you limit yourself. But I am going to explain that there's going to be some discrepancies outside of him loving her. The rest of his goddamn family going to have to love her. And that's the hurdle they're going to both have to go over.
Mm-hmm.
He might be just trying to see what the chocolate is all about. He might want to be a rapper.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all something.
I cannot deal with y'all tonight.
I'm going to tell y'all something. My brother married a white woman, and the only reason, they're not together now, they hate each other. The only reason she married him was to spite her mom's, and her mom's was a flat-out racist.
There you go.
That's the only reason she married my brother, was to piss her mama off.
Okay, so you use
that.
A one-case scenario for everything. So you use a one-case scenario. You use a one-case scenario like Mike, like Big Mike, I can't date a black woman. Like, come the fuck on. Get over.
I think he's more or less just talking about you.
Yeah, whatever.
Could be.
He made this statement.
It's a firecracker online, though. That
he
is a firecracker in the room.
Excuse me?
You are the firecracker in the room.
I might be. It is. Okay, I'll take that.
Had you for 2 days.
Firecrackers.
In that case,
I am the youngest, so I guess I would be the firecracker.
I would have never guessed it. Just kidding.
Well, you know what?
I mean, some people. It's good that you know you have an opinion and you want to be heard. I like that shit.
Okay. No, it's not all shit.
Well,
moving on.
I mean, the sneaky one in the background. She just said something. She don't want to back it up.
And what exactly is it that I'm not backing up?
I ain't talking about you, Firecracker. I'm talking about the one who said all shit.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you're giving compliments, and I'm thinking, like, you know.
It wasn't a compliment. It was, well, if that's the way you took it. Kudos, partner.
Yeah.
Just acknowledging, you know what I'm saying, somebody speaking their mind.
Yeah.
No charm intended.
Okay.
Well,
anyway.
Hey, everybody say what's up to Marley.
Hi, Marley.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How everybody doing?
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Hello.
Good. You know what I'm saying? Struggling with life, like always.
You what?
Dealing with life, like always. You know.
Dealing with Mike.
Dealing with
Mike?
Life. He said life.
Oh yeah, I thought he said Mike too. I was like, what?
I caught it the second time.
Okay,
oh,
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
That's good. I was like, what?
Yeah,
I had to drink some water.
The ladies on here bullshitting, dog. So you might want to shit back in the cut.
We on some bullshit now.
It was bullshitting last night. I tell you that right for sure.
What?
Whatever. Bullshitting last night, bullshitting tonight. I guess we're going to be bullshitting next week if we don't agree.
I'm saying, every time. Never fails.
Who's doing all the huffing? It's strong.
Somebody doing some extracurricular cardio.
Oh.
Enjoy.
Right?
Yo,
wow.
Snap a picture. Post it.
You know? DenCityRadioShow.com. Get it.
Yep.
We all black. Nobody telling us, yeah.
On another note, when are we going to get some Chronicles going on? I missed that.
Oh, we got. We'll go back. We're going back to that next week. We'll never do another show like this again.
Speaking of which, I wrote one, but I can't get it right. So Janine, I'm going to send it to you, and then you can record it.
Well, make sure you proofread it first.
You know what? When can we have a meet and greet? Because me and Father Time got some shit to hash out.
Everything might not be on that.
Right.
Whatever.
She started talking about the bedroom. Next thing you know, they in the car. Like, when y'all go to the car?
You know what?
Out the window.
You know, we are officially not friends any longer.
I'm just saying, Janine, make sure you read that motherfucker over. Get her number because you know you got to call her and be like, hold on now. Fill in the blank for me now. What happened right here? She ain't going to give you the whole story.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to
be about 3 minutes long.
It is about 3 minutes.
Yeah, we met at the bar. We fucked. That's it.
I didn't leave the house now, pimp.
What?
Gang bang on delightful night. Okay.
All right,
I swear I'm hearing
about
like the springs of a mattress. Am I?
No, that's That's some crickets.
Okay. Damn.
That's what I
outside.
Okay.
I'm outside.
Oh, wow.
It brings like that. It's time to go shopping.
I'm saying somebody is working. Somebody. Oh,
hold
yeah.
on, man. Hold on now. I ain't see my boy. Wait, man. I got to bring my boy in. Big Mike.
What's going on with you, brother?
That's my dog. What's crazy,
hey,
dog?
Hey, man.
My bad from
yesterday,
man. Man, what's your
problem? You ain't got to apologize. He didn't call his sisters and got her ready. He got him on one band.
Oh, yeah, it is right.
I've been listening. I was listening yesterday. I was listening yesterday.
Delightful, you better not answer your door tonight.
I ain't never scared.
Dangerous.
I think I stated a couple of weeks back that I don't even lock my door half the time, so.
Get him, Mike. Get him.
Damn, come through that motherfucker if you want to.
You got an Xbox?
You got an Xbox?
You got an Xbox laying around the house? You don't lock your doors?
Yep, I got two of them. Now what?
Try to go shopping.
You finna come find me? Come on.
I'm just trying to go shopping, that's all.
I'm just saying, come on. Come on shopping. Let me know when you figure it out.
Big Mike, how you doing, man? You press one, man. What'd you want to get off your chest?
Hey, man, you know, I was listening yesterday, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, you know, I really hate that people has a problem because, you know, I speak my piece. And, you know, people don't understand the fact that, you know what I'm saying, that, why I'm being so hard on black women. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand.
What you don't understand, Mike?
I mean, you know, everybody got their own opinions. Well, you know, just like I heard what the dude said, you know, talking about some, well, you don't need to be in no relationship. You don't need to be bringing no woman to your mama's no crib, whatever. Nah, I just don't put up with no bullshit from no woman. I refuse to.
Wait a minute, Mike. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
I missed y'all.
Hey.
Hey,
where you been,
baby?
Man, guess what? I'm graduating with my master's in a couple of months, so I've been busy.
All
right.
Congratulations. I just dropped out to see what y'all was talking about and say hey.
There's a lot of male bashing going on. That's all. Just a bunch of male bashing.
Here you go.
They just trying to pay us back from yesterday. That's all. We let them go on and had a good day.
Okay.
And they still ain't
satisfied.
Still ain't satisfied.
It's gonna continue next. Yeah, it's gonna continue next Tuesday. Don't worry about it.
Nah.
That's how we play a role.
I'm through with this women live shit. I'm going back to talking about fucking. I told you. I told you all the time. Every time we talk about fucking, we had great episodes. As soon as we try to be broaden our horizons or something, this bullshit happens.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
It can't be simple.
Yesterday was a great show.
Yes, it was.
Somebody
I loved it.
Yeah.
Next week, somebody
touch show.
A dick. That's all I'm gonna say.
Damn.
We just starting on raunchy next week.
Next week.
Watch it.
I'll make sure I tune in on next week.
Let me ask you.
Really, you should go and listen to yesterday's show, and then you would really get an idea of how off the chain it has been.
Yesterday's show.
Y'all was
going
some bullshit yesterday.
Yesterday's show has
been
technically erased. It's been erased. There's no memory of yesterday's show. Lisa, a while back you had called in. You had had a little issue going on. Did that ever? Did you ever get that cleared up with old boy?
You talking about that scary ass man? No, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So, no, it wasn't for me. It was for my friend. Remember? Anyway.
Oh.
So
oh, you,
down,
what did you?
My friend.
Did your friend get it cleared up?
The hotel. No, they went to the hotel. Both of them had, you know, but they was ready. He was like, "Oh, I think I'm taking my time." Keep in mind, this man 42. So I said, "Yeah, he gay." I told her he gay.
So y'all come up. Is she still with him?
No, she left him alone.
Stop the threat, what?
And I mean, they got naked, getting ready to get to the get good. She was like, "No, I think we should take our time. I don't think I'm ready." Gay.
She what said that, or he said that?
He said that.
Somebody turned
off. All he wanted to do is get popped off. I said he gay.
Did she?
Okay, but now, why, Lisa? Now, how do your friend look? Can you put a picture on SinCityRadioShow.com
of
your friend?
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
I can describe her for you. I mean, yeah, but she's your friend, so of course you're going to say she's cute. She is. She's a bad bitch. But I think he just looks gay. All right, well, can you put a picture of her on there? Put a picture on the website. Okay, let us look at her. Let us see. I'll put a picture out there. And as soon as y'all let me know what y'all think.
Okay, we will. I'm gonna let you know as soon as you post the picture. I'm gonna put my comment under that. I'm gonna say yeah, he gay or something.
What's up?
Right, maybe she just don't turn him on.
Yeah, he might have got turned off once she got naked or something.
Right.
No. You know y'all be dismantling this shit.
She might have had the plastic ass on and padded titties.
Right. They be false flagging, man. I told you, they false flagging.
Right, you know, she pulled that bra off, and them titties got to hanging like slaves. He's like, hey, I don't want them.
I also wanted to be popped off because they need to be gay. His whole circle
have you ever been in jail?
No, but his whole circle of friends are gay. All of them.
You said most of his friends are gay?
Musicians.
Well, he was married up in the room anyway.
Well, because he was married before he had kids.
Wait a minute, did you say all his friends is gay?
Yeah.
What? Goddamn.
Okay. She couldn't figure that out? Come on, bro.
But he was married and he didn't have kids. So.
Maybe he wanted to figure out to be the gay all the way.
But she thought maybe he wasn't gay, you know, because he was married. He had kids. And, I mean, you know, he let her bop him. He let her bop him all the time. So, yeah.
I guess he thought that, hey, he probably was like a mouth is a mouth.
You know?
I'm just saying that. I mean, I don't know. Shit.
Gay.
Ain't nothing looking at a pretty chick while she's sucking your dick, though. I got to say, man.
Yeah, but... Well, but she say he don't want the pussy. He just want to get his dick sucked. So I guess he was looking the mouth in the mouth.
Yeah, he probably was. He probably wanted to ask you,
but then he always want to be like, "Hey, go." They always want to go out and, you know, kick it and have a good time, but just don't want to get down.
Yeah.
gay. I'm telling you, gay.
That don't mean he gay.
Super gay.
That does not mean a man's gay.
Wait now, is she the aggressive?
Huh?
Excuse me, pimp.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Is she the aggressive?
She's the aggressor, yes.
So she all over him, telling him, come on, let's fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
And he just want to get his dick wet by her, by the mouth.
Yeah, but look, they be talking on the phone, and you know he always talking about what he gonna do to it and all this other kind of stuff. But when it comes down to it, gay. I'm telling you, gay.
I'm with you. He gay.
She'll
that does not mean he gay.
Okay, what do you mean?
I want to see her.
She just don't turn him on.
So
I
want to
see her.
Father time.
Yes,
I don't know
no
man that
I don't know
if
Father
a woman bullshit. If he's okay enough to get his dick sucked, but he ain't trying to fuck.
Okay.
He's gay.
That does not mean he's gay.
That doesn't mean
gay. Maybe she has an older older or something that he just don't find pleasant.
I just said no. That. Was she a bad body worse chick?
That ain't it.
Okay.
Listen, though. If a pussy
so
take a breath,
why didn't his wife break up then? Why didn't his wife break up then?
We don't know the cat.
Not at all. I ain't got no homies like that, Patty.
He said he never had a successful relationship after he got a divorce. That means he's gay.
Yeah, she probably poked him in the ass, man. She probably turned him gay. He ain't been to prison
anymore.
She took him on the world, too. He can't come back for him. Anyway,
All right, hold on, y'all. The stream is about to end, man, so
right on, bro.
Go ahead, man.
Right on, man. But I'm going to tell you, I had an ugly chick give me some head, right? And I went the whole her motherfucking hand through the mall. And then I fucked her, too. So, yeah. Ugly ain't the problem. And I mean, gap tooth, everything.
Oh, my God.
I was going to buy that bitch the world. Anyway, it's been one, fam.
That's what's up, man.
I'm going to tune in, too, so you can see what y'all talking about. And I'm going to send you that picture.
All right, I'm serious. Post it on the website. I want to see how she looks. We all gonna get on there. We gonna see if we bagging you up on this gay thing or not.
Not okay. No catfishing either.
No catfishing.
Yeah, don't be putting no picture of Rihanna on there and then talking about that's your girl.
Stop that booty.
All right, come on, man, before we lose the stream, dog.
All right, Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, it was good listening to everybody. Y'all have a good week. I'll be here next week.
That's what's up. Lisa, any last words for us, baby?
Nope, I'm going to see y'all too. So y'all can tell me about this gay man.
Okay, that's what's up. Oh, man, Dave, you got any last words for us, dog?
Man, I'm out the gate. It's always a pleasure, Pimpin.
All right, that's what's up. Ms. Pimp, any last words? Okay. Ms. Delightful, any last words?
It's been a good time. I'll be back on my bullshit next week.
That's what's up.
Glad you can recognize that. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Shout out to Gainesville Radio.
Wow.
Y'all know how we do it same time next week, Tuesday and Wednesday.
I'm sorry, butter. Any last words, butter?
No, just
I'll see y'all next week.
All right. All right, y'all. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. God damn it, I done fell out the seat. God damn. I done bust my head. God damn. I done broke the motherfucking chair. God damn, we out of here. Motherfucker shit. Oh, my man. God damn, that hurt it. Oh,